Well, as we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, heavy rains across central Illinois last week left many fields with ponds and farmers on hold, but most seem to be taking the setback in stride. Dual storm systems last week that dropped an average of 4 to 8 inches of rain in the middle of the planting season were not what central Illinois farmers wanted to see, but most seem to be coping with that delay. Now, farmer Austin Rinker notes weather issues are nothing new, and they'll adapt to what Mother Nature deals.
Well, we're making tremendous progress there for a while. We got our corn planted all in good time and got a nice start on beans, but we've really hit the brakes here now. There's going to be plenty of holes to kind of patch back in on the corn especially. We may have like 40, 50 acres worth of ponds, so I'll be getting a little 8-row planter out and be a full day and a half of just kind of monkeying around trying to fill in the holes, I imagine.
For Illinois farmer David Dorn, the heavy rains weren't the only problem. His crops were also injured by hail.
We had a pretty good amount of hail here where I live. The corn that was up that we'd planted early, it did some damage to it. So we'll hopefully, you know, with the growing point still below the ground, hopefully a lot of that will come back too. But insult to injury, I guess, with the 5 inches of rain and some hail and another trying time, I guess.
Despite the rough weather, most producers are still optimistic about the 2017 crop. Illinois farmer Len Corzine says farmers have to be optimists.
Well, I tell people I'm an optimist or I wouldn't farm. You do a lot to prepare and put things out there, and you put it in the good Lord's hands, and he always helps us out at the end of the day, but also Mother Nature and throws us some curveballs, and this is one of the times. So it makes it a challenge, and that's why I guess if farming was too easy, why everybody would want to do it.
And things begin to dry out. Farmers must decide the best course of action. Chris Ehlers is a certified crop advisor that farms in Champaign County, Illinois. He says replanting of ponds are a given, but he fears crops planted just ahead of the heavy rains could also be in trouble.
Number one, the ponding areas, but we're waiting to see what those last planting dates, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, leading up to that first rain. I think that stuff is a little bit suspect. When the rain came, the temperatures just steadily dropped off. You know, a very crucial time is the first 36 to 48 hours after that seed goes in the dirt. It goes through what's called the imbibition phase, where it takes in water. Now, if that water is cold, you risk doing some cellular damage to that seedling.
Now, a lot of producers still have the first planting of crops to do. Farmer Jim Slotenborough hopes they practice patience in order to avoid causing long-term damage to their fields.
Even though I know I'm going to have a little bit of replant corn, that's nothing new in my lifetime. I still think we don't get in a big, big rush and plant a bunch of beans in wet soils. We have plenty of time to get beans in the ground, let this ground dry up, and try not to get in there 1 or 2 days too early.
Central Illinois weather forecasts are favorable for some drying in the near term. But perhaps most importantly, no heavy rains are currently projected for the area in the near future. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what you need to be doing out there in the field. We'll talk with West Central Ag. We'll do that right after a break for these words.